Star date 5023. The location, Alpha Central, on the small planet of Alpha in the Sirius sector in the outer reaches of the galaxy. Alpha Central, a small spaceport which is a vital staging post for intergalactic travel. Alpha Central has grown into a busy community of traders and spacefarers, who of an evening are often to be found in Bar Galacticus, Alpha's only bar. Episode 1, rather gay android Captain Gervase Hardache and the crew of the star cruiser Orchid are returning from their latest mission to the famous holographic holiday resort of Giga 5, when they receive an urgent message from spaceport controller Mangu Hattie to intercept a mysterious object which has splashed down nearby. So if you come from a planet that does not have purple seas, turquoise rock and seven moons, fasten your space belts for Alpha.
Across the universe to Giga 5 and back with a bunch of tourists. What can really happen, Miss Hattie? What can really happen?
Look, Hardy. Our sensors here have picked up a UFO about an hour ago.
UFO?
Not very big. Not really so big that you and your crew couldn't cope with it. It was in the southern hemisphere, 2,000 kets south of Alpha Central. I need you to go and survey the area, my dear.
Why me? I'm a ledger droid, not protector.
Go and have a look and pick up anything you find, Gervase. There's a sweetie.
There's a sweetie? Who's she kidding? Cooler, set a course for a point 2,000 kets south of Alpha Central. Okay, Hattie. Speak to you later, love.
Laid in and ready to go, Captain.
Shall we go then, Cooler? No initiative. Always by the book. Not cut out to be on a cruise ship. She should have a bit of lightening up programmed into her.
Adrenaline injection. Recovery time, 15 minutes. Atmospheric pressure, 8% lower than that of Earth. Oxygen levels, 15% lower than Earth levels. Nitrogen levels, 4% higher than Earth levels. Water quality, 90% higher than last recorded Earth levels. Mineral content follows. Please wait.
That's it, Cooler. My. Looky here, Cooler.
A giant.
A handsome giant, though. Wouldn't you agree, Cooler?
Ugh, not really. Where do you think it has come from, Captain?
I'm not sure. Looks humanoid. I only have images in my databank. No personal experiences of the real thing. Help him out of there, Cooler.
What?
Shush.
What the?
Shush. Gosh. Be calm.
Oh, my head.
Are you okay?
I think so. Who am I kidding? I don't think I've ever felt quite so stiff.
That's it, Cooler. Sitting down. Medic's on the way.
Strange people. Blue hair. That can't be real.
How are you feeling?
Okay. Nothing that a glass of water wouldn't cure.
Get our guest some water, please, Cooler. Try not to exhaust yourself. Medic's coming to check you over before we reach Alpha Central Spaceport. The controller, Miss Hattie, will want to speak with you. For now, though, relax. Do you have a name?
You Adonis.
Blake!
Here's your water.
Purple water?
I guess that explains the skin tone.
Well, Varta, that looks like another 200 Alpharons you owe me. Making a grand total...
You'll get your money, Thanor. An emperor never reneges on his gambling debt.
Former emperor, you mean?
Just give me a bit more time. You know you will get it.
All I know, Emperor, is that you lost a packet in a dilithium crystal crash of 5015, and you're broke. But I'm a reasonable person, so I'll give you till the fourth moon to come up with the goodies. Then I'll have this bar of yours.
Mr. Thanor?
Four moons, Varta.
Emperor Varta, whatever is the matter?
Ah, my dear Miss Hattie, that it has come to this. I was overlord of five galaxies, led armies that would make any dictator proud, and now all I have is this. This bar. But let me get you a drink. My dear.
Why, thank you, Emperor. I'll have my usual. You know, Emperor Varta, after all you have done for them, I can't imagine how a little thing like sex, drugs, corruption, and the arms to Varta scandal could have lost you your empire. People could be so cruel.
Your drink, Miss Hattie.
Oh, come along, Emperor. No need to sulk now, is there? You know that you are the only ex-galactic emperor worth his salt around here. Cheer up now.
Interrupt this broadcast to bring you a news flash. Bond has landed in the sea of Pelicent, 2,000 kets south of Alpha Central. The pod was intercepted by the stellar cruiser, the Orchid. Commanded by Captain Gervase Hardake.
There he is. My handsome Hardake. If only it had worked out. If only he hadn't taken that job in another star system. If only he'd given up cruising gay bars. We could have been happy. I know we could.
The pod apparently contains a human...
Ooh, body. Look at the picture. It can't be easy only having two arms and white. Ugh, such a strange colour. Yuck.
Blake is strangely attractive, though. With his golden hair and strong features. Just a shame he's twice my height.
I beg your pardon, Mangu Hattie?
Oh, nothing, Varta. So, you say you come from a planet called Earth in the... which galaxy was it, Blake?
Milky Way.
That's it, yes, yes. I suppose you wouldn't mind sitting down. Constantly looking up at you is giving us all a bit of a crick in the neck.
The glow of Alpha Centauri on your purple sea is quite enchanting.
I must take you out in a surface craft. Take you out and keep you out.
Please, come away from the window and sit down next to me, Blake.
Well, it looks as if I'm going to be around for a while. Yes, that would be nice.
Yes, as you say, that would be nice.
Blake, please, sit down.
Of course. Sorry, Mangu Hattie.
Miss Hattie will be fine. Darling would be even better, though. Tell me, how do you come by an image of the Guardian on your spacecraft?
I wouldn't really call it a spacecraft as such. It's a survival pod. Actually, I could do with getting back to it. I have...
All in good time. All in good time. The Guardians, Blake?
Who? I don't know the Guardians.
The pyramid with the eye in the middle imprinted on the side of your pod.
There's another, Miss Hattie.
Sorry, Kula?
Another craft, the same as the giants, Miss Hattie.
Where?
Same, 2,000 kets south.
Well, Blake, company? Let's go and have a look, shall we? Hardy, come with us. Kula, a surface transporter. Quickly.
Our planet seems to have become popular all of a sudden.
Come on, what are we waiting for?
It is exactly the same as Blake's. It must be from Earth. Look, the pyramid again.
Let's open the pod.
Stop being impatient, Blake.
Humans. Aren't they cute?
Kula, scan the pod, please.
The person in the pod is not injured. It seems she's merely unconscious.
Did you say she?
Blake!
Let's get her out of there!
Calm down, sweetheart. Kula, get a gun and keep it on the pod.
Blake, stand back!
Oh my God, where am I? Who are you?
Don't move, stay perfectly still.
Oh, she is...
Blake, thank God you're here.
Blake, do you know her? Is she a friend? Put down your weapons.
I don't remember.
Excuse me. I'm his partner.
Oh? Are you?
She must be very tired. Let's return to Alpha Central.
Another press conference. When we get back, Kula, accompany Blake and, Miss...
Collins.
Miss Collins. To the medical, then, I think, yes. They can both stay in the same suite for now. Number 65.
Okay, Miss Hattie.
In the same suite?
Hardy, what is wrong with you? You are right, Kula. Let's get back. We have work to do. At least we know for sure that she is a friend. Isn't that so?
You must remember. You have to, Blake. We've got orders to destroy Alpha from the Supreme Command of the Intergalactic Council.
But why? These are a friendly, peace-loving people. They mean us no harm.
On the surface, maybe. But we've got hard evidence that they're harbouring dangerous renegades from Earth who are plotting to overthrow the Council.
Even if that was true, that was a long time ago. We've been in stasis for hundreds of years.
We have our orders, and I intend to see that they're carried out, and you're going to help me.
I refuse to help you destroy Alpha, and I will do everything in my power to stop you. Captain Hardy... Miss Hattie? Kula?
Silence, or I will kill you. As you can see, I've managed to hide my neutron phaser from the guards. And I will use it, Blake, if you don't return with me to the pod to activate the planet eraser. Now move, or you will die.
Alpha, written by Leonard Karagilis, Joe White, Tom Bennett and William Burns. Captain Gervase Hardy Hardache was played by Philip Donkin, Mangu Hattie by Joanne Street, Blake by Alistair Dunson, Emperor Varta by Tom Bennett, Kula Louisa Connolly, Collins Joe White, and Newscaster by William Burns. Other characters played by members of the cast. Original music arranged and produced by Terry Cheeseman, directed by Joe White and Tom Bennett. Alpha was produced by Tom Bennett.